Hello everyone, good evening, and I would like to welcome all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to our build-up session today, the 3rd of the month of September 2025. Think about it, we are already in the month of September. To God be all the glory. Let's pray. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you. Oh, thank you for your love and your grace. For what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we may be called the children of God. It does not yet appear what we shall be. One thing we know is that when you appear, we shall appear with you in glory. We shall be changed to be like you, for we shall see you as you are. To you be all the honor, to you be all the praise, O God, for this moment to be built up of your word. Our hearts are open in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today I bring you God's word on a simple topic, but yet profound, titled, Be Prepared Always. Be Prepared Always. And I read to you from the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke, chapter number 12, verse number 40. And these are the words of Jesus, and I read from the New American Bible. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. In our theme phase, the Lord Jesus was talking about his second coming to his disciples. And it is important always for you to distinguish between the second coming and the rapture, of course. But just like the second coming will be sudden, so also the rapture of the church. Paul said it will happen in the twinkling of an eye. When you read 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 51 to 53, the Bible says, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. What a description. Do you know that's what we're waiting for? Do you know that is the biggest thing? Right? And now the theme scripture here talks about the necessity of preparedness. He says, you also must be prepared. While he was referring to the second coming, you have to understand the suddenness is all the same. It's all the same with the rapture of the church. And in fact, in between them is about 7 years. Not so much. He says, you must be ready. You must be prepared. You see? You must be prepared. You must be prepared. And you have to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ did not touch a lot to the people concerning the rapture. Right? He didn't touch a lot. But literally on his second coming. And he shared a lot on the signs of his second coming. And we understand that his second coming will not happen unless the rapture happens. You see? And when we study the scriptures, he deals here with the subject of preparedness. The requirement of preparedness for his coming. You see? So, when you're talking about the rapture of the church, you must be prepared. And since he says it is at an hour that you do not expect, what does that tell you? He is telling you that you must be ready always. You see? So it is not necessarily something else that you should begin to say, is it today? Is it tomorrow? You ask yourself, maybe it is tomorrow. Maybe it is on that particular day. Maybe on that particular day. Listen, you live a prepared life. That's what God wants. Because he says, it shall happen in the twinkling of an eye. Glory to God. The Lord says the Son of Man comes at an hour that you did not expect. So be ready always. No special days for you to be ready, but every day of your life. Live like a man or a woman who is really expecting the coming of the Lord. He tells us also in Hebrews chapter number 9 and verse number 28. Literally talking about the rapture of the church. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Le gabala kosa teke le bahale gozon teke bragidegez. Think about God's love. He says he was once offered to bear the sins of many. What manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. He says, greater love has no man than this, that a man may lay down his life for his friends. For God commendeth his love toward us, that while yet we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Ligo salamante kebrekido go shalabanta la kebrekido goes. Yes, by the power of the Holy Ghost, there is a freshness of the revelation of God's love in your heart right now. It's stirred. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let me continue again. I will read again Hebrews 9, verse number 28. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Did you hear that? He says, unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Unto them that look for him. That means those that are looking forward to meet him. Those that are looking forward to meet him. Blessed be God. This is dealing with the preparedness, the expectation of your heart. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So the news of his second coming, the news of the rapture of the church, the news of the coming of the Lord does not cause fear in your heart. It doesn't necessarily disturb you, because you are a man and a woman that is looking forward to meet him. Oh God, why would you be afraid to meet the one who loved you so much? The only reason why people get afraid when you talk about the rapture of the church and also the second coming of Christ is because they are not living right. You see? They are not living right. They are not living in the Word of God. They are not living by the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Paul said also in 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse number 8, he says, henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. He knew. There's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. Are you aware there's a crown awaiting you? Thank you, Lord. Which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, not only to me, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. Did you hear that? He says, God is keeping the prize. He's keeping the crowns. It's not only for one man. How are you going to finish the race? Are you going to finish excellently? Honoring the Lord Jesus Christ with your life every day. Are you going to finish strong? Remember, he is the strength of your life. He has made every provision in the Spirit for your finishing strong. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. He says, to them that love is appearing. To them that love is appearing. That means to those who are expecting him. To those who are eagerly waiting for him. They are looking forward. Think about a bride and a groom. As they look forward to their wedding day. I want to see the excitement. If there is fear in their heart, it tells you there's a problem somewhere. But you see, there is joy. There is expectation towards that day. Think about the one who loved you like no any other. No any other person in this world is going to love you more than the way God loved you in sending Jesus to die for you. Think about the love of the Master. Think of the love of Jesus Christ. Love without limits. Oh, how deep the Father's love for us. My God, you must be looking forward to meet him. It is a story of joy. Hallelujah. Oh, my soul, my God, my God. Hear the passionate and instructive and warning words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Also in Luke chapter number 21, beginning from verse number 34 to verse number 35. And I'm going to give you this one from the Living Bible, TLB. Watch out. Don't let my sudden coming catch you unawares. Did you hear that? He doesn't want the rapture of the church. He's coming to catch you unawares. That means ill-prepared, not prepared. No. He says, watch out. Don't let my sudden coming catch you unawares. Don't let me find you living in careless ease, carousing wild parties with drunkenness and drinking, and occupied with the problems of this life like all the rest of the world. He doesn't want you to live like the rest of the world. Purposelessly, living and walking in darkness, chasing after shadows. Ligobala kasikete kedebaya. He says, watch out. Don't let my sudden coming catch you unawares. In other words, he wants you to be ready always. How do you get ready always? Live in his will. Live in his purpose. Live in his word. You see? Walk in his word. His word is your light. You see? Walk by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Stay prepared as you live in the word of God always. And you stay in sync with the Holy Spirit. This is how to be truly ready and prepared for the soon return of the Son of Man, our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Legalia masota kalabaya. Ah, stekadia mantora balika zika tekere bazoto robasia. You see, as you're doing everything else, you do everything else as a ready man and a woman. Oh, hallelujah. Who is looking forward to meet the one who loved you the most. Blessed be God. As you're doing your school, as you may be getting ready for your wedding, as you may be planning for that business, as you may be going on that business trip, etc., etc. Listen, live there and do all of that as a man and as a woman who is ready always. Ready always. You see, don't look out for a date. You see, don't be even thinking like, maybe he's going to come today. Maybe he's going to come tomorrow. No, he says, be always ready. Be always ready. Because he says, at an hour, you don't expect him. That, what does that tell you? That means be ready always, 24 hours every day. And how do you do it consciously? Live in the word of God. Abide in the word of God. You see, abide in the word. You see, and live by the Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit of God. With these, you're not going to have the world inside of you. You are not going to have worldliness in your life. You're going to walk in righteousness. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. To you be all the glory, to you be all the honor. Give thanks to the Lord everywhere. Give thanks. He says, therefore, comfort one another with these words. The message of the rapture is the message of joy. Is a message of comfort, is a message of encouragement. Oh, the Lord Jesus, you have called upon all these years, the one in whom you have believed, the one you are saving. Think about it. Think about it. It is no lie. I have to be looking forward to meet him. Looking forward to meet him. It is no lie. It is no lie. Blessed be God. I thank God for each one of you. I thank God for each one of you. Your faith is growing exceedingly. Oh, the Lord is building you up by his word. Give him thanks everywhere. Magnify his holy name everywhere. Thank you, Father. Be not afraid. Be always happy as you walk in God's word, ready for the coming of the Lord. Always, always, always. And you know what? It is sooner than many people think. But he told us, no man knows the day. You see? So don't ask me if it is it tomorrow? Is it the other day? All I know when I check into the Bible, learning the word of God, I know we are much, much closer. In fact, it is like the last lap, the final lap of the race. You see? We're in the closing days of the church age. How many more days is it going to take? How many more years is it going to take? The Lord specifically knows. But all I know is that we are completing it. We are completing it. It's closer than ever before. No wonder the Bible says our salvation is nearer than when we believe. You see, don't walk in darkness. Don't sleep like the rest of the world. Be sensitive to the Lord. Serve God with your life. Love Jesus with all your heart. Look forward to meet him. God bless you. Thank you.